Yeah!
Welcome back. It's the North Florida Sports Network. We're going to talk about the NCAA.
Woohoo!
We're going after Tennessee now.
Oh, yeah!
Volunteers.
Season's over. It's time for legal proceedings and whatnot.
Right. It's almost like they've been laying in the old Chuck Baker. They'll settled in. It's coming after. First it was FSU. Stuff going on in Florida. Yeah. Tennessee.
Right. Well, man, this could quite possibly lead to the death of the NCAA. My opinion.
It starts
here.
Well, it's just going to take one school to just say, "Are you sure?"
Yeah, they found their school.
Yeah,
they've apparently already filed lawsuit. Attorney generals in Tennessee and the state of Virginia.
Hmm.
So it's getting real, man. This NIL stuff is...
Well, you know, you honestly... Well, I mean, what did you think that was going to happen? You had a set of guidelines, quote,
right.
Guidelines, quote-unquote, that you could follow. I mean, but there was no rules against them.
Well, there were no... There were
until
no,
now,
right.
When you didn't tell them what there were now... All right.
There was no precedent.
What'd you think?
There was no history of teams running afoul and then getting punished. And
well, you can't do that without having a set limit. And they just went ahead of the.
It was very broadly defined as what you couldn't do. And essentially, it was you can't use name, image, and likeness to quote unquote induce players to attend your program, attend your school. That's how they, you know. That can be interpreted, you know, they didn't define what that meant or any kind of limits or any shit like that.
Well, why?
Why? For this very reason.
That's so what now?
Well, they had no control. They had no ability
to get,
well, and yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what you've, what, with,
so it's legal, but you can't do it?
Right. What's happened with Tennessee is Nico Iamaliva or whatever, yeah, the quarterback. You know, he entered into an agreement with a separate sports agency before he enrolled at Tennessee. And that sports agency, Spire Sports Group, is maintaining that they entered into that agreement with this young man independently of the University of Tennessee and would have done so regardless where this kid signed. Now, that's where it gets, you know, that's where it gets murky. Like, the NCAA obviously doesn't believe that, but I don't think there's really any way they can prove, you know, short of there being like a paper trail of Tennessee bigwigs like writing checks to people, which there won't be. So
they're just saying, hey, they gave him for like a contract.
Right, right. And it's become public record now. It's out on the internet. You know, it was a term. I guess they gave him like what, $350,000 up front, and then if he fulfilled the contract, so to speak, or played his entire career through Tennessee, he would make upwards of like $8 million, and then they Spire Sports Group would have a percentage of his future earnings. I guess at the professional level, something like that. It was one of those type of contracts, but it was, you know, according to Spire Sports Group's lawyers, motivated more by them knowing he was a hotshot high school quarterback,
right.
And no matter where he went,
right.
He was going to be worth a lot of money.
Okay.
Right. So what the NCAA is doing, and this is just one case with Tennessee.
Right.
But at the center of their NIL investigation, what tipped them off and got them looking into Tennessee's athletic department was this kid and him signing and all the alleged $8 million and anything like that. So... And them investigating Tennessee.
So what's going to be the rule, though? You say you punish now, but what are you supposed to do? Just not do that? No money there? Because then, but it's legal to do?
Well, so, you're not allowed to use it to entice players. You know, you can't, there can't be record of you. Right, right. It's done, but we can't know that you're doing it, is basically what they're saying.
That's just inevitably going to
end. Well, that's what the NCAA is also always been.
What Chip Kelly said needs to just hurry up and happen.
So what's going to happen?
It's going to happen in the courts.
Is there, you know, Tennessee reportedly very concerned that the NCAA is looking to make an example out of an athletic department. They're already on probation because of what went on with Jeremy Pruitt. That's another huge factor here and why the NCAA has kind of targeted them. Mm-hmm. Is like, you know what? If anybody should have been like listening to what we were saying, it should have been you guys.
Yeah, but we're trying to win.
Right, right. So now, where the wrinkle comes in is that this company very well may have entered into that contract with Nico independently of Tennessee. So now the University of Tennessee has filed a lawsuit against the NCAA seeking to ban them from enforcing any rules of NIL being used to induce recruits, you know, any kind of rules against players entering into NIL before they enroll in school, any of that. Basically ruled that the NCAA can eat shit.
Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen. Like, this is going to the courts.
I mean, once you allow them to make money off of it, what did you think, that they weren't going to do it?
Right.
And it's going to be proposed that now they can only make a certain amount and put it in a trust. Well, the cat's already out of the bag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you going to put it back in now? And then they're going to try that. That's going to come down to going to take that to the court. You can't restrict my potential earnings right now. I mean, because.
Right. And this is all a result of the NCAA refusing to
address
allow,
this.
Well, yeah, they've refused to allow schools to pay players. Pay athletes, treat them like employees. They just refuse to do it. And they put their foot now, down, yeah, and now you, look what happened. You know, stuff got taken to the Supreme Court.
Forced, yeah.
The whole NIL thing just blew up on them.
Right.
And they have no control over anything.
This is what this is trying to reach out.
And the moment this goes to court and a judge rules that, you know what, NCAA, you can't tell these schools that they can't have kids entering into deals.
Which is what the TV networks knew.
Yeah.
And this is what they've already been involved in. That's what it's been saying for a few years.
And when that happens, then it's kind of
they've saw that on the wall, and it's just, okay,
what
pick and choose the schools that are going to get picked out here. But it could be all of them.
No,
it's just the ones that can afford it. Yeah. Not everyone can afford it.
Yeah.
So you're going to have different tiers, but to pick one out of the, pick Tennessee out, or to pick Florida State or pick Florida.
Well,
what?
Well, it depends on what you believe with Florida State.
So with Florida State, it was leaving the guy there to talk to somebody, you know.
Right. Well, no.
Tennessee, it's because.
Right, right. No. Well, Tennessee is because they had this kid get all this money and he came to play quarterback. And it was, dude, you didn't have to like fact check very much. Like, he definitely got the money and showed up to Tennessee paid and taken care of. And that, you know, just like Florida State, that Mims kid definitely came and visited Florida State and got into and that's all the NCAA needs. Now they probably they saw that. They went through it with a fine tooth comb. Sure. Like, the only thing we can pop you guys for is, you know, Coach Atkins left the room. So, and Florida State wisely negotiated. All right, dude, we'll take care of it. NCAA had a bigger fish to fry.
Other court case going
right.
on.
Right. Well, NCAA had a bigger case.
Yeah.
They had a bigger case. And now we know what it
is. That Tennessee doesn't have another conference. They know where their conference is at. They have their, don't they figured it out where, hey, we're going to pay these players or whatever the hell. But once you need to have some sort of,
right.
Well, agreement, but it'd be amongst the schools that are involved. That's what you should be working towards. Not trying to like penalize them for doing what everyone was allowed to do.
Well, that's the thing is they like I said, it's
there needs to be a collective bargain.
If you guys aren't going to listen to us,
just like
you're not going to follow the guidelines, like, we better not see it happening. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Keep the shit off the internet. And that's what everybody who's gotten in trouble has had that happen to them.
Right. That's true.
Everything made the internet.
That's going to happen. It's going to keep happening.
Some teams run a tighter ship than others.
Yeah, that's
true.
You just learn your lessons.
Yeah. And I think the NCAA bit off more than they could chew with Tennessee. Well, they're just not going to have
call
it.
A spade. Yeah.
And that is the game in town for the entire state of Tennessee. That is their pride and joy in terms of big time football. Like, nah, they're going to take it to the courts. They got a really good case. If this Spire Sports Group can, hold up in court that they really were going to enter into this contract with this kid.
I mean, if he was a highly rated recruit,
yeah,
right?
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Everyone knows these kids now. You knew that eventually this was going to trickle down.
Five star quarterback from California
is going to want to take assurances on his potential.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like I remember kids doing with insurance policies for the draft.
Exactly.
This is the same thing. It's trickled down now for NIL.
Yep.
And now kids want to make sure that they're covered in case something happens. Well, I can sign with this agency.
Right.
Who's going to ensure I do this?
Money up front. Now, it's a giant risk for
now,
the kid.
Hey, now who's to say that Tennessee's going to... Now, probably they did. Who knows? Who knows and who cares?
Yeah.
Because it's going to... Other kids are paying other schools. And that's what you have to have. You have to have money to pay the players.
Right.
What you need to do is come to a collective agreement of what? At certain amount, let's do this. If you want to add a legal amount for the...
You just look at the NFL, man.
Right.
I mean, if you just acknowledge the fact that you use these kids that play football and all these student athletes, you use them as employees to generate income for your school.
Right. They should let all the players...
They refuse to acknowledge that.
All the players get maybe a set baseline.
It's because you guys get to go to school and
rid of that. Yeah. We're all getting paid this amount, okay? Based on this rule that we set apart, and everything else is, hey, he's in a commercial or doing that, or he's got this and he's making money off that. But he can still go to school and like have a business in any other profession. So
it's the NCAA. They're a bully organization.
They're just have to get up with the times.
They're basically an enforcement agency now that has not had any real power for at least the last 5 years.
We're going to find out because Tennessee's they have the funds. They're going to battle. They're not going to.
Right. And it goes throughout. It's throughout their athletic department.
They're coming down.
Multiple
with a heavy
sports.
Hammer.
Basketball, baseball, women's sports. I don't know. I can't remember the number of NIL.
So this will be their precedent.
Yeah. Yeah. Any instance of a kid or getting money playing at Tennessee is probably going to be cited as a violation. And if the Gossip Girl machine, the rumors on the internet are true, then they're looking at postseason bans across sports. They're not going to take that. You have no choice but to fight that. And they got a case. They got a case. If
we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just happening.
Right.
I mean, this realignment is coming. As we move, if you talk about Florida State, they just advised their document.
Right. And
to include a bunch of stuff that we've been talking about the Greensboro forever, man.
Oh, yeah. The lawsuit, amendment to the lawsuit and finally calling out John Swofford by name.
Right.
Which, I mean, they should have done it to begin with. That guy has been a pain in the dick since Florida State got in the ACC.
Like
he was an opponent to Florida State joining to begin with, when he was the AD at UNC and he got told to kind of go have a Coke and a smile.
Right.
And just let the grown folks do it.
Something needs to happen.
Because
right now it's just, you have Florida State at court. They're going to be at court to leave the conference to go where? To what, a Big Ten or an SEC?
Right. Well, I think that Florida State is kind of everybody, any school, any athletic department, any administration are just like, dude, we don't know what the NCAA, what college
sports are going to look like in
5 years.
Now we're going to send the women's basketball team or the men's basketball team or any other sport that's not generating the funding that football does. We're going to send them to to Cal.
Yeah.
To play.
Right.
And I mean, we're going to do, yeah, let's send the soccer team over there across, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Cal.
The swimming and diving team across over there, you know.
I saw something. Cal's football team is going to travel, I think, the amount it takes to go around the world at this football
ridiculous,
season.
Ridiculous, man.
In terms of back and forth.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It should
be more like the NFL and just like make it
right
where we play football
Oregon State,
separately.
Oregon State separately. Is choosing to stay independent.
You can still go to school and play. Yeah.
In baseball, I think. I don't
Oregon
know if
State,
it,
yeah.
They okay. they chose not to join a conference in baseball due to, you know, those kind of things. And you're just seeing the college sports
conferences
landscape.
Need to get, who cares about it? I mean, a conference really. And this has been ever since the SEC started chanting that crap, it's almost like they've enforced it upon themselves.
Well, what they
like,
started originally was for,
because it was a TV deal.
They TV
who
deals.
Who really cares about other schools?
They helped schools travel.
Right.
They paid for things like schools traveling. You know, it, certain things.
Should that, be a league, right. really. There should be a league, right?
Yeah.
There should be a league of a certain amount of teams that either they're on this level.
Yeah.
Or you're on, you know, below.
And it's going to have to be done by.
And you know what would be really cool? If they had delegation and like the overseas, that would be neat.
Yeah.
You could do that. And like, hey, you know, you fire coaches or like, hey, you have to earn it.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
No, it's never going
to
happen. It's going
to be
driven by money for the,
they need
the rest
to
of the.
Let the money happen. If you want to put a cap on it or something, do it something where it's agreed upon everyone involved.
Yeah.
Not by conferences, by school.
I think what you're going to see happen is there's going to be schools that can.
Conferences.
They can actually.
Football should be separated.
Sustain themselves away from any kind of organization that can, you know, operate their football team and their football program.
Well,
make a profit or on a positive, still get the great players, maybe like 20 teams in the country.
Right.
Financially, that can make that kind of commitment to football. And that'll be the big time college football.
That's it. That's what I mean.
Yeah. And then everybody else will play under whatever kind of shell the NCAA is.
It's what's happening on every level. It's what's happening in basketball.
Collegiate Sports Association, CSA, whatever.
Look at this, how the ACC has gotten bad and how the SEC has gotten good in basketball.
Yeah.
And what's been going on.
Right.
You know, coincidentally.
It's driven by money.
Right. What's been going on coincidentally? A lot more money's been pouring into the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wow, a lot more teams are getting better. A lot more money's getting poured into the Big 12. A lot of teams are getting better.
Like, oh, what does that have to do? Well, you pay.
Has to do with everything. Now, and you have to have better, you know. But it's not like they don't have good stuff. But
look at the coaches in the SEC.
Right. You saw.
Look what they're making.
Buzz left.
Yeah, Buzz left.
He left Virginia Tech to go to Texas A&M. So I mean, we've been saying that football is on the top with this. Sports like baseball, look at it. I mean, come on. It's a whole nother league entirely.
I'm going to be honest with you. Baseball might be the most, like they might be ahead by the most out of any sport in baseball, that conference, in terms of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Facilities,
exactly.
Resources. Like
right.
There's just not anybody else close.
Exactly.
And that's pretty much every school in the SEC for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like there isn't, I mean, there might be a couple stadiums. They're a little bit subpar
and that
compared to the entire conference.
Because that's a different season and they can dominate that market now.
And it's just, it's insane. Dude, LSU's baseball team, just one or two guys pretty much have just bankrolled that thing into being the dominant program in the country. Arkansas, same deal, man. You go to their facilities, just like those are state-of-the-art baseball facilities. Like, in terms
they need
of
to
even,
figure out that. And they're going to start picking on
the money definitely makes a difference in football, but where you really see it is those other sports.
Right.
Like they've just lapped the field, and it's, I mean, come on. You know, if you're a team in the ACC, to me that should be the biggest gripe, teams in the ACC, the biggest, you know, if they're going to point in courtroom and want to draw attention to something to a judge or anybody, it's like, look at our other sports compared to the SECs and what they pull in from that deal. There you go.
Well, they're getting all the people's jobs, but old Swafford's son kept his job.
Oh, they had to keep it on Raycom, man. The only good thing that came out of that was Doc Walker. Rest in peace. Dude was he was the best. But seriously, like, that's the shadiest backroom dealing. Total Blue Ridge Mountain.
Greensboro,
man.
Greensboro.
That's all you got to say. Tobacco Road. And what's interesting is I think the UNC really might be getting ready to try to leave the conference too. I mean, it's inevitable.
They're the big target. They're going to the SEC.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is he was the AD. Swofford was the AD at UNC and then the commissioner of the league. If he had any vision whatsoever in terms of football, UNC would have been right there doing what Clemson's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the conference catered to basketball so much that they've just been treading water, and they continue to.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of good seasons in the 90s, and then that's pretty much what you got.
Well, it's dead.
Yeah.
It's already hit the iceberg, you know? And now it's all onto the conference ships. We're looking for lifeboats here.
Yeah.
And we're looking to survive.
It'd be great to be able to go independent, but nobody's got that money. Nobody's got that money. Notre Dame wouldn't even be able to do it if they didn't have an exclusive contract with NBC.
Right.
I mean, you just
that can't, is funded by that.
Right. You can't foot that bill.
The reason why they don't go to one is because NBC was like, nah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so they make it lucrative enough for them to leave. So
they were on the
if you have edge, something man. On that lined up,
that then was the
go for it.
That was the original model. Like, they struck that deal
right
way back.
Well, maybe that's what you're in for.
Yeah, I mean,
because right now conferences that's line up and dictate the TV schedule, but they're in the same leagues as other conferences, but they're not held to the same rules
network,
or they're getting paid literally more money by the.
It's Disney and Fox. They run everything.
Right. Yeah.
They run everything in college football.
So then you have Charlie Baker coming in trying to be like, "Hey now."
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what they still do in terms of football. Every once in a while try to flex their muscle and enforce some rules.
Decide anything in basketball.
No.
Way too long.
No.
Or take a basketball player and suspend him half the season for a flight.
Yeah, for a flight that he paid back.
It's an absolute clown show.
16 games for a plane ticket that was paid back.
Tennessee's is going to be like, okay, sure. What enforcement? That'll be, will they get some sort of like deal?
I don't think they're going to. There's not going to be any deal.
A conference is like, we're not.
I think this guy, I think he's going the AD at
Nick Saban's in charge of all football now.
Yeah. No.
It'll be worked out in some executive boardroom.
I'm telling you right now, you should just let.
And they want to get the advantage over the competition. So if you want to withhold the sport here, you need to have some sort of collective bargaining here between the players.
I mean, you're gonna have to turn it into an actual.
Should be tiers. Should be tiers.
Yeah, yeah.
Should be tiers of like how much you're putting into it.
Well,
minimum or something.
Because it's already there. They're clearly the teams that are just throwing ridiculous amounts of money, and and then other teams that just can't compete at that level. So you break away. You got about 20 schools consistently that can do it, if that. There's your league. There's your elite college football league.
Yeah, I'm going to get on out of here. For now, AMU's got a new coach.
James Colsey, baby.
Yeah.
Intercepted by Colsey.
About time.
Yeah.
They made a decision on anybody.
I'll never forget that pick, man. 94, choke dope. Good for him, man. Good for him. That's who the players wanted. Kept it in-house.
Yes, sir. And talk to talk more about that coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ever going to not be bummed that Willie Simmons left. I mean, I understand.
It took long enough to get his replacement. Goodness gracious.
Yeah,
Keith,
well,
that's right about that.
Of course, man. I mean, it's a coaching search. There's going to be a whole lot of politics in that.
Ah, I almost hit the cord there. Senior Bowl's going on.
Yeah. Got a few guys doing Fisky.
Fisky. Gonna get frisky on them.
Third round pick, Niners. Be nice.
I don't think he'll go that long. We could draft him before that. Come on now.
You gotta remember, man, not everybody's taking defensive linemen. It's a lot of positions.
That guy's a load.
Yeah. I mean, hell, he can go third round, be the fourth defensive tackle taken.
Verse is the only first rounder.
Projected? Yeah. We'll see. Combines and pro days got a lot to do with a lot. I mean, dude, if Keon Coleman runs a 4-4, you're not drafting that guy in the first round.
Right. Once the receivers go, they tend to go and...
I know that there's a couple
right
guys
there.
That people...
Once one is taken, they're like five in a row that are going to be drafted. It's like, all right, they started the receivers. So it could happen in the first round. It could happen early in the second. It could happen middle of the first.
Yeah.
But once it starts happening, they're all there in a bunch. And their teams are going to start taking them.
Yeah.
Because those talent,
I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like,
impact positions.
I know people are high on that guy from Washington. And he's really good. People are high on Marvin Harrison. We'll see what happens,
man. Yeah, we will, man. That's
that combine's gonna tell you a lot.
Time ago, man. We still got more to look forward to. Maybe some hoops next time. And we'll talk FAMU right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our